It's a very powerful gospel that we have in front of us today. You'll be pleased to know that the homily is already in the text, right? So I can't stray too far today. The homily is really the application of what Jesus is talking about in his more figurative language. And he says at the end, right? Well, we may not like his homily, but it's a pretty direct one. So will my heavenly Father do to you, which is hand you over to the torturers until you've paid back the debt, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. So the homily simply has to be that you have to forgive. Right? That's, no matter which way we cut it today, that's going to be the message, is to go out and forgive. Okay? So you might start thinking about that. What are we going to do to forgive? Who are we going to forgive? And that kind of thing. Okay, I think that the passage, actually, we can dig a little bit and see what's going on. So I want to ask just a few questions. I had a dream about this today, like I was going to run a game show, right? But I'm going to ask a couple of questions. One is, what do you want in life? And I think in a general theme, I want to say, like, what do you want in life? And if you think about what you want in life, isn't it such that it's something that's going to bring you fulfillment? Like ultimate fulfillment, or fulfillment where we can rest and say, you know, yeah, we've gotten there. We've achieved it. We've done it. Peace. Right? Okay. Now, what is it that's going to get you there? Okay, another way to ask that question, right? If it's not Almighty God, okay, then the question is, what are your idols? This is where, in my dream, it became a real game show. You know, like everyone started calling out their idols. Right? But I think you probably don't want to do that. So I'm going to have to start calling out some of mine, I think. Why don't we say this, right? I mean, do we want to be popular? And you're going to say, no, Father, I'm spiritually mature. I don't want to be popular. Okay. Are you afraid of being unpopular? Yeah, you are. You are. Right? You're afraid of being unpopular. In a sense, like, don't you always have to measure your words to make sure that, you know, like, you don't lose friends unnecessarily, or you give someone the wrong impression or what? Aren't we then saying that popularity is one of those things for us? It's, if we could live at peace with everybody, then we'd be accomplished in some sense. We'd be fulfilled in some sense. Okay. This is like a lesser love. It's an idol, right? Popularity. Okay, and if we focus our whole lives, our whole existence on popularity, which you probably don't do, you give it a little bit of worship, but not the whole thing. If we focus our whole lives on popularity, it's a very fragile pursuit. And if anything seems like it's going to attack your popularity, you're going to be very quick to go and try to snuff it out. Right, so someone says something nasty about you on Facebook, right? You got to go get that person, write something on your own wall, you know, throw it all out there, start calling people, you know, like, that wasn't me, or I didn't mean it like that, or whatever. Okay, so we spin ourselves around, right? And we're anxious, we're nervous, we're losing something, and we hope that we can get that resolved. We think when we get that resolved, then everything's going to be fine until the next thing happens, okay? Okay, I didn't catch you in that one. Maybe this is why we need the game show, like, call out your idols. What about money? If you just, like, what, it's holding you back, right? Like, if you just had a bit more, then you'd achieve it. This is our Amazon culture, or our Amazon Prime culture, right? It's like everything's at our fingertips all the time. So money is power. Money is power. So it's like we just focus on money. If we just focus on money and we give ourselves over to the pursuit of money, and we trust that if we get a little more, then we're going to be happy. We're going to be fulfilled. And we turn our lives inside out in order to do it. We work more and more ridiculous hours. Right, whether it's the budget and control, or we just don't want to deal with the budget, or throw it out because that's a sign of my limited power, my limited resources, and we don't want to confront that. Okay. There are other ones. power control is a big one, right? We talked about it before Mass. Power and control is a big one. Who's in charge of your life? Who's in charge? If it's anyone but Almighty God, we're in a lot of trouble. Because we're actually not in control, but we'll do what we can when we believe we are. And I think we naturally believe we are in our society. We naturally believe that we're in control. And part of that is Amazon Prime, but some of it is other things as well, because we have everything at our fingertips. But we believe we're in control until something goes wildly wrong and we realize, I can't do anything to fix this thing. And I could worship myself, right? That's what it is, power and control. We worship ourselves, and we don't have the power. And there's some point in our lives, I pray that this happens for you, there's some point in your life where you realize that you are not in control, so that you can really and truly turn the reins over to God, okay? But that's what's, okay, so now let me tie this into what's going on in the gospel. When Peter comes and asks Jesus, how many times should I forgive my brother? What is he saying? I think one of the things that he's saying is, how many times do I have to go outside of myself? How many times do I have to relinquish control? How many times do I have to not have it my way? How many times do I get to not go by my plan? Seven? Seven's a lot. Right? If you're sitting there counting, it's even hard to get to seven. How many of us have really forgiven someone seven times? He's like, that's a lot. Well, okay, for all you mothers there and all your wives, okay, yeah, I understand. You have, okay. Seven times. 77 times? Now, if you're counting that many times, you're not doing it. Right? You're not even doing it. Because why? You're staying in control. Non-forgiveness or having an unforgiving heart points to the idolatry of self, where I stand at the center of my existence. I have control. I determine what's right and wrong. Okay? It's boring, it's tiring, and it's totally useless. And it'll have you exhausted, frustrated. Okay, I'll ask another question. Not game show time, but I'll ask another question. What is that question? Have you found yourself at any time recently frustrated with God or upset or angry with God? Okay, that's a sign that you are at the center of your life and not God. Because he's not going along with your plans, right? That's why we're frustrated with God or angry with God. But he's in control. You're not in control. Think about this. I mean, this is a harsh homily, right? This is a challenging homily. What I'm doing for you right now, if you're open to it, is lifting from you the biggest burden you've ever had on you in your life. You're not in control. God is. And when God is in control, when God is at the very center of our lives, we don't ask Peter's question. We don't. Because God is mercy. God is love, right? What is mercy? What is mercy? It is reckless love. What is forgiveness? It's reckless love. It's love. It's love that isn't even put off by offense. That's what forgiveness is. That's what mercy is. And that's what God is. And we realize that he's that for us. And he's that for us so that we can be love, reckless love for others. And if we refuse to be reckless love for others, then we've cut ourselves off from the source. So today, that's it, right? It's that simple. We come here before our Lord again to lay down our lives, to turn control over to him. He's in control anyway, so it doesn't, right? But turn control over to him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust that reckless love. Love him beyond all other things. And then follow the dictates of that love. We know what that love is. It's in front of us whenever we come into the church. Jesus on the cross. That's what it takes. That's what it took for us to receive it. That's the path we have to walk to embody it for this world that so desperately needs it.